know, we normally say that when Bono is counting, we're about to talk technical analysis. But I would also say that it's a big interview today because my guest, well, he's versatile. He's one of the very few people that we've ever had on in multiple segments. And in fact, we've had him on as a Money Life Market Call guest. We've had him on as a technical difficulties guest talking technical analysis, and we've had him on as a big interview guest. And today, well, we're going to do big interview timing. We're going to talk the markets, technicals, and more, because my guest is Brad Lammensdorf. He is the strategist at the Lammensdorf Market Timing Report. He is manager of the Ranger Equity Bear ETF. That is ticker symbol HDGE. If you want to get more information, lmtr.com. That's for Lammensdorf Market Timing Report. advisorshares.com/fund/HDGE to learn about the Ranger Equity Bear ETF. And he's on Twitter at LMTRBrad. But right now he's on Money Life. Brad Lammensdorf, an almost happy new year to you. And thanks for joining us again on the show.
Love to be here.
So we are about to turn the page on 2019. A year ago at this time, the market, of course, had been shaken up and people didn't recognize that Christmas Eve had been the low and we were about to start out onto a great year. Everybody was entering the year nervous. This year, well, we go in and nobody's nervous about 2020. Nobody seems to be worried. But you are a guy, as running a bear market fund, you're looking for cracks and other problems that you can find as ways to profit. So is this the year that you're going, oh, come on, I've been waiting for the bear market to come, here's my trouble? Or is this a year where you go, you know what, if you're a bear fund manager, it's going to be tough sledding?
So last year at this time, as you mentioned, everybody was pretty nervous. And on my LMTR.com website, I was encouraging people actually to get long, cover their shorts. I felt like that a lot of the sentiment gauges had gotten completely overdone. And it was a great time to enter the market, probably one of the best times to enter the market in the last, you know, 2 to 3 years. However, we're in completely 180-degree opposite period now, where all the sentiment gauges, some of them are even at 10-year highs, and this is probably much more of a seller's market. Frankly, it is a lot easier at this point in time to find stocks that are losing relative strength, that are not participating with the marketplace, so that in the next downturn, we can get some pretty big winners in the short-only strategy that we do run. We do run lots of different types of strategies, so we're not always bearish. That's probably one of our more public funds that people are more aware of. But I'm extremely cautious coming into next year. Not just because of being a bear fund, but because expectation is just running so incredibly high.
Okay. Cautious, meaning you're not expecting to have a great year. Are you expecting to have a year where we take a step back? And if so, what's going to be the trigger? Because you got a lot of different things weighing on the market. You've got a presidential election cycle. You've got impeachment. None of those things factor into technicals. They're not the things that make you say, oh, let's time the market with impeachment. But they definitely have an impact. You got Brexit. You've got all sorts of other things that are extraneous from the market. And then you've got an election cycle that historically, election years aren't bad because, well, hey, the economy helps drive the results. But we had a bad year in 2000 and a bad year in 2004 and a terrible year in 2008. So it's not outside the realm of possibilities. I mean, when you say you're guarded, what is your forecast for the year ahead?
So I would expect at a minimum extreme volatility relative to what we've seen over the last 5 years. And I would really hope that we would get some kind of cleansing pullback in the marketplace. As you know, I've always said I never predict how aggressive I think the hits are going to be. But they're going to rattle you enough, like last year at this time, to make you very uncomfortable. And when you are uncomfortable, that's the time to come in and start picking away at the type of names that you want. So there's plenty of large cap names that I own that I would like to buy more of. And there's plenty of names that I think aren't, you know, short sales that I'm looking at now. as the market's, you know, way extended. But for the general, like, I don't know where the market's going to end at year end. I don't think anybody can say that. But I would say during the middle of the year at some point, there needs to be a period of angst to readjust people's over expectation. I was actually just getting in a huge Facebook conversation just in the last few days with some people, and these people were business people, and they didn't understand expectation in the market. You know, markets don't wait for the actual dotted line signature of some type of event. They tend to lead into that event somewhat. And I think there's lots of things to be concerned about. I think the Australian housing market is extremely overheated. It's very akin to what was going on in 2007. They're loaning out money at 130% loan to value. The Chinese debt market is definitely starting to have problems. We have the repo market this fall that they still can't figure out the funding issues there. So there could be things that come out of nowhere. I always call back to 1998 when the Thai Baht crisis occurred, and nobody even knew what the Thai Baht was then, and then we had a 25% correction in the fall of 98 during the middle of a fabulous bull market during that period. So, you know, expectation is definitely, when it gets to an extreme, is a very useful tool for your audience to be able to pay attention to.
You talked about some of the stocks that you are particularly interested in, or some of the large caps that you think you want to be nibbling more on. Are there sectors or specific businesses that stand out to you as, you know, here's what I'm really going to be looking at, this is my pick for 2020?
Yeah, actually there are. On the short side, I love IBM as a short. We shorted this stock about 3 to 5 years ago at 220, covered it at 150. I recently put it back on. I think that their inability to grow organically, and they've been acquiring a lot of companies at outrageous multiples like Red Hat. So the combination of them buying very expensive companies to solve their problems, not growing organically, and then recently Google, I don't know, there hasn't been a lot of talk about it, but they have broken the quantum theory in mainframe computing. And that's one of IBM's core businesses. So what used to take IBM 2 years to compute, Google can do with inside of less than a month. And that's another reason that why I'm very bearish on IBM and actually extremely bullish on Google. I don't think people really quite comprehend how much business they're going to be able to do with this breakthrough. And I think that's a fabulous stock to own into the corrections. Another stock that I really, really love is Microsoft. It's been on a tear this year. I think people really missed out on understanding what was happening there. But, you know, they have been moving a lot of their business to the cloud, which raises their margin quite a bit. And they also, I'm sure everybody, a lot of people use Microsoft in the world. And, you know, they've moved to a monthly subscription model. You know, you used to do a licensing model. And starting next year, they are no longer going to give out patches for the 2012 software that they have. So everyone's going to really be forced to go to this monthly profile, and Wall Street tends to like that type of model a bit better and gives you a bit higher multiple for that. And so Microsoft is one of my standout favorites. They're also obviously in the gaming business and a lot of other areas, and Nardelli has just been a fantastic business leader with all of those pieces and putting it back together and getting it to run properly.
Well, and I want to make sure, IBM was your favorite as a short position, Microsoft,
yes,
your favorite as a long position.
That's correct. And Google.
And Google. Okay. So yes. Microsoft and Google on the long side. Is there, I mean, that puts us in technology. Is there any industry besides technology where you can see, you know, a real desire to focus right now?
Well, when I tend to stock pick, I get very specific, and I don't really necessarily look at sectors as much as I do the individual stocks. I will say that one area that looks incredibly bullish coming into the year are gold stocks. They've gone through a huge bear market, and the gold stocks are at a very, very deep discount relative to gold itself. And many of the gold stocks, if you pull them up, Newmont or Goldcorp or even some of the smaller names, you'll find that they're coming out of these really, really long five-year bases. And I think that's a incredibly bullish sector that people got burned in years ago that's coming back around. And I think that's a very interesting sector on the long side.
Brad, it is great stuff. It is always great stuff with you. Thanks so much for taking time out. I wish you the happiest of New Year's, and I look forward to chatting with you again in it. It's always great to chat. Have a great New Year, and we'll talk again in 2020.
Great. Love being here.
That's Brad Lambensdorf, everybody. He is strategist at the Lambensdorf Market Timing Report. You can learn more at lmtr.com. He is also co-manager of the Ranger Equity Bear ETF. That is HDGE. Go to advisorshares.com/fund/HDGE to learn more about that. It's all linked up at the Money Life Show recent and upcoming guest page. He's also on Twitter at LMTRBrad. We'll be back with more of Money Life to wrap things up for this year right after this message.